Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and welcome to Sharon Epps. Glad to have you in the studio again today.
This will be a fun day answering callers' questions. Can't wait to see what they have in store.
Well, it is a beautiful spring day, and I have a trivia question for you, Sharon.
Oh, my goodness. Do you know how bad I am at trivia? This is embarrassing already.
All right. I'm going to give you the answer first.
Okay.
The answer is women 20, men 6.
Well, so, I like it already.
Yeah. What's the question?
How many times a woman talks during a day?
Oh, you are so close.
Really?
It's the average length of a phone call. Women.
Well, I'm glad you didn't ask the other way, because I probably would have doubled what we said for the women, maybe more like 40 minutes.
Yeah, well, it's a 300% differential. In fact, it's kind of interesting. In our home, it's a little bit of the reverse. I average about 6 minutes, but Ann averages about 1 minute. She does not enjoy talking on the
person.
Phone.
I saw the cutest Facebook post the other day from a father of a 10-year-old daughter, and his post was that he just counted the number of words it took her to relate a story, and he said it was 50,000.
Well, we are going to talk to our callers by phone today, and we're so glad to have you on the program today. We're going to start with Karen from Martinsburg, West Virginia. Karen, welcome to Money Life.
Hello.
Glad to have you today. How are you?
Glad to be here.
Well, how can we help you?
I have a question. We just purchased a home, and it's on a balloon payment. So in 3 years, it's a, I can't explain it now. I can't think of the words now, but it is, we have 3 years, and then we have to make the final payment. And I was wondering if you had any advice on how we can get it paid off in the 3 years.
Okay, yes, that is called a balloon note. And I'm very much opposed to balloon notes unless you have the cash sitting aside to pay it in 3 years. Can you give me some idea of how much your note is for and what's the interest rate that you're paying?
If the interest rate is 6%, and it's $51,700.
And your monthly payment right now is about what?
It's $309.
It's $309. All right. And how does it, that's probably very comfortable for you in your budget?
Yes. $750 was our budget, so we were very pleased to see the $309, but yet we want to pay it off. So.
Well, Karen, as Chuck mentioned, I have cautions about the balloon payments as well. There are so many unpredictable things in the future related to balloon payments. You're not sure what your income will be, not sure what the credit market will be like, and those are all things that are concerns.
Well, I certainly agree with that. Karen, we've got to take a break. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Want to use your home computer to help you manage your money God's way? Well, all you need is Crown Money Map Financial Software from Crown Financial Ministries. With Crown Money Map Financial Software, you can create a realistic spending plan and use a virtual envelope system to follow daily. And since it's based on the Crown Money Map, the software will help you build up your emergency fund, pay off debts, create balanced budgets, manage investments, and complete other steps that'll move you forward on your financial journey. Crown Money Map Financial Software is loaded with features to make living on a spending plan easy and secure, including the ability to import transactions from your bank so you don't have to enter them individually. Crown Money Map Financial Software is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. For specific system requirements or for a free trial version, go to crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976 for more information. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. In the studio with me is Sharon Epps. And Sharon, we've got a wonderful caller on the line.
Karen, it's so good to hear from you and hear your desire to pay off your home. That's incredibly exciting.
Yes, it is.
Well, Karen, as I said before, I don't like balloon notes because typically people allow them to sneak up on them and they get in a bind and you really get in a trap if you don't have the money set aside. So my recommendation would be to refinance your home right now. I suggest that you go to a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, and you can shop for the best rates at a website called bankrate.com, and you can use the mortgage loan calculator online at Crown to determine how much you need to put down in order to manage your the amount of monthly mortgage payments you're going to have. But I did a little bit of calculation, and it sounds like you're if you convert from 6% to the current rate for 15-year notes, which is about 4.75, that your monthly mortgage payment with taxes included would increase to about $480 a month.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah, so it would take you out of that pressure of the balloon payment and put you in a position where you would pay out over 15 years. But my recommendation is, if you have margin in your budget, to begin making additional principal payments to pay off the loan as soon as possible.
You know, that's really the most flexible plan. That way, if something unforeseen happens, then you're not stuck at that end of the 3 years, but yet you're still on that disciplined plan. And you'll also find, at the same place you find the mortgage calculator on crown.org, you'll find a savings goal calculator, and I'd encourage you to use that as well to make sure that you have enough savings to accomplish your other goals.
Okay.
Well, Karen, let us know how it goes, will you?
I will.
And thanks for listening to Money Life.
You have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Well, Sharon, we recommended a couple of really good calculators to Karen.
You know, we mentioned the mortgage calculator as well as the savings goal calculator. I don't know if each of you realize how many calculators we have on crown.org to help you with your planning.
Well, I think we ought to go over a few of those. At crown.org, if you will click on the top tab that says tools, it will take you to a page that is full of calculators. Sharon, why don't you go through a couple of those?
We have several categories. The first category is really your budgeting calculators, and the budgeting calculators help you figure out what a normal budget might be for a family with your level of income. It's very helpful.
There's the credit card calculators as well, the credit card minimum payment interest calculator, as well as the fixed versus minimum payment calculator, so you can determine how quickly you can get rid of those credit cards.
And that's really a huge part of the snowball plan that's on the money map.
Another real popular category is the debt calculator.
It really gives you an opportunity to play with your payments and see how much more quickly you could pay off your debt by adding a little additional to it.
And this one gets a lot of traffic. The home buying and selling calculator, should I rent or buy? And this one will allow you to determine which one makes the most financial sense.
So go to crown.org and check out our calculators.
Well, today we're taking your calls, and on the phone with us is Jenny Sue from Conroe, Texas. Jenny Sue, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We're glad to have you today. How can we help you?
I was listening to Chuck on the radio and heard about the PMI insurance, the PMI insurance on the mortgage. And I went home and I seen that we have PMI. We pay $125 a month. And I was just wondering what I need to do to get rid of that.
Well, it would be great to get rid of that $125 a month, because basically you're paying for insurance that you really don't need. And the typical standard, Jenny Sue, is to have 20% equity or more in your home. Do you know how much equity you currently have?
I didn't tally that up. I know that the county assessor priced our home at $205,000 and we owe $178,000.
Yeah, so the process is typically to get an appraisal done that your lender will rely upon. So you may have to pay for that. Typically, they won't do it. But if you could get a current appraisal that shows you have a $205,000 value against your current loan balance, and I was just doing the math in my head real quickly, Jenny, and I think you're going to need about $40,000 in equity before they're going to approve of releasing you from PMI. And so you're really close, but think about paying down some of your principal on your mortgage in order to get to that $40,000 in equity so that you're sure that you'll qualify once you make that request.
A couple of things, Jenny, to be careful of before you actually pay for an appraisal. Be sure and call your mortgage company and make sure that they've given you the exact requirements for your loan. Many lenders have specific appraisers that they require that you use, and sometimes there's other factors than just the appraised value that impacts their decision to waive PMI, and ultimately it's their decision to waive it or to eliminate that requirement. So I would just encourage you to call them first and ask them to send you in writing the list of requirements that they would have you fulfill before they would waive the PMI.
Okay, well, that answers a lot of questions, because so many people were giving me different answers.
I just wanted to encourage you. Eliminating PMI is a wonderful way to save money over the life of your loan. It is a great money-saving tip. So I'm thankful that you're pursuing it. It's worth checking out these facts.
Well, that's, you know, I've been going through the debt, getting rid of my debt, which I had 16. I'm now down to 6.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
That's awesome.
Way to go, Jenny. And just think about this. Once you get rid of that PMI, you could apply that $125 a month to your principal reduction. Wouldn't that be exciting?
That is just so exciting. And that's exactly what I was thinking about. I'm like, this $125 should be going towards the house.
Exactly. Well, I hope that's helpful to you, Jenny.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
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 Our next question comes from Gino in Emporia, Kansas. Gino, glad to have you.
Hello.
Hi, Gino. We've got a time for a quick question. How can we help you today?
Yes, my wife and I, we recently graduated college, and we're looking at buying a home. And we have a little bit of debt still, and we wanted to seek some advice on what your opinion on that was.
Okay, give me a little bit of the picture. Do you have a sufficient down payment saved for your home? Do you have a lot of student loan debt?
Yeah, we have about $27,000 in student loans still. We can have probably 8 to 10% down for a house. And we're just wondering, with first-time home buyers and with the amount we're paying in rent right now, if it makes sense to go ahead and make that home purchase.
Okay, and how much is the $27,000 of student loan debt relative to your income?
Probably about 80% of our income.
Okay. Well, Gino, we've got to take a break, but I want to answer your question after we come back. Can you hold on?
I sure can.
You're listening to Money Life. In the studio with me is Sharon Epps. We're taking calls from our listeners today. We'll be right back.
You know, God encourages us to invest, and he says in Ecclesiastes 11:2 to spread out or diversify to lower our risk. And one of the best ways to diversify is mutual funds. That's why Crown Financial Ministries offers the Sound Mind Investing Handbook, a step-by-step guide to managing your money from a biblical perspective written by Austin Pryor. Recently updated to address timely topics, the Sound Mind Investing Handbook is one of the most comprehensive guides available on mutual fund investing. Yet it's still easy to understand and use. And since this handbook is written from a biblical perspective, it'll teach you how to apply God's financial principles to your investing decisions. So whether you're a beginning investor or one with more experience, the Sound Mind Investing Handbook will help you invest more wisely. To get a copy, go to crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. In the studio with me is Sharon Epps. And Sharon, we're talking to Gino from Emporia, Kansas. Gino, thanks for holding on the line.
Thank you.
You know, Gino, with that much debt to income, I'm going to recommend that you hold off on buying a house. And there's a couple of reasons for it. The housing market is still very weak. And if you purchase right now and your job situation were to change at all, you're going to be in a place where you probably don't have good liquidity to sell the home. And so I think it's important to maintain more flexibility right now and to use your resources to begin to eliminate debt. So if you would set a goal with your wife to pay off the debt, increase the amount of money you have for a down payment, and in the interim, be patient and thank the Lord for the flexibility that you have in the event that your job situation changes. Because I think the housing market is going to continue to get better the longer you wait. I think it's going to be favorable for quite some time. So don't get in a hurry.
And even if the housing market is strong, I really like to emphasize, think in terms of inside-out decision-making. Don't just make a decision because the market is weak, but make the decision that best meets your family needs. And as a general rule of thumb, we really like to recommend that you have at least a 20% down payment. That helps you avoid private mortgage insurance and gives you a much better buffer if indeed you need to sell the house later on.
Okay.
Gino, was that the answer you wanted to hear? It doesn't sound like it was.
Oh, I kind of view rent as being a debt. And, you know, whenever we're paying rent, we're getting no equity out of it at all.
You're right.
So essentially, we're paying 100% interest on that rent payment.
Well, but let's look at it a different way. You're getting a place to live in exchange for that payment, and you have flexibility, and you don't have the maintenance and upkeep that accompanies a home purchase. So many times people discount the value of being a renter, but there are situations where it's very, very favorable.
All right.
Well, Gino, thanks for calling.
All right, not a problem. Thank you.
God bless you.
Our next caller is Wendy from Wysox, Pennsylvania. Welcome to the program, Wendy. We'd love to hear your question.
We have some land, and we were approached. We have leased them out to the gas companies, and someone approached us to actually buy the mineral rights for our land. And we're wondering if we did that, we would be debt-free. We could pay off our debts with some money left over. What do you think would be the wisest?
Okay, Wendy, well, I have a great deal of experience in the oil and gas business, so I could ask you lots of questions, and we may need to carry this question over offline. But let me ask you this. Who is trying to buy your mineral rights right now? Is it the exploration company, or is it a broker?
It's a broker, I believe. Yeah, it's not the gas company themselves.
Okay, and is your land currently under lease?
Yes. Yeah. When we bought the land, it was actually already leased out, but they transferred the oil, you know, the gas rights over to us when we bought it.
Mm-hmm. Did you get 100% of the mineral rights?
Yes.
And do you know what the intention is of the company that may drill a well on your property? Are they planning on drilling soon?
I don't know. They are drilling all around us. I did ask last year. And the lady seemed to think it was a few years off, but I do know they're all around us.
Yes. Well, I can assure you that the person attempting to buy your mineral rights has some information that adds value to his equation in terms of wanting to purchase what you already own. In other words, he probably knows something that you don't know, and I would recommend that you try to find out that information. And the first step would be to contact the company that's drilling around you. That has the lease on your property and say, what are your plans in the future? Do you think you're going to drill a well here? And decide if it's worth it to you and your husband to hang on to your mineral rights in the event that they're going to explore on your property. Because long term, you can do a calculation to see what the difference would be over taking the money today or what may be a better payout if you're patient.
Right, yeah, we've been racking our brain with that.
Well, that's the question that I can't answer unless you have a little bit more information. Obviously, you'd like to get out of debt, and I think that's wonderful, and God's given you an opportunity to do that today because you don't know if there'll be gas underneath your property or not.
Right.
But if we can find out a little bit more information, you can make a more informed decision because you may be able to get out of debt plus some if you're able to hang in there a little bit longer. By the way, if I can help you with that, be sure and email me, and I'll give you some more questions to ask because I spent 8 years in the industry, and I know it quite well.
All right, great.
All right, Wendy, does that help you?
Yes, it does. I guess I didn't think about calling and actually asking them right out if they were, you know, be able to give us some more information if when they would drill.
Yeah, I think they will, and it will help you make a decision on whether or not it's more beneficial to give up the mineral rights or to hang on to them.
Right, right. Okay.
All right, Wendy, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm so thankful Wendy asked that question. I think many of you may not have oil leases to be contending with, but so often there are decisions that you need to make and you're not clear how to do that. And I just really want to think about how important it is to seek counsel of others. I'm thankful that Wendy called us. We also have our online Money Map coaches available, but just want to encourage you in this principle of seeking counsel. Proverbs 15:22 says, without consultation, plans are frustrated, but with many counselors, they succeed. So not only should you seek the counsel of your spouse, but also others that are knowledgeable. And I'm thankful that she called and had the opportunity to speak about this issue.
Well, she demonstrated that she was willing to seek counsel by calling us in the first place. and she liked the idea of contacting the drilling company to see what they would, what information they would share with her. Well, we've got more calls coming up. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to begin your journey to financial freedom? Let Crown co-founder Howard Dayton be your personal tour guide using the brand new Your Money Map video guide. It's based on the popular Crown Money Map, which is the practical, biblically based resource putting over 300,000 people on their journey. This new video guide was created to give you step-by-step guidance and encouragement. The 6-part video guide is perfect for individual or group study, and no facilitator training is required. Simply watch it while following along with Howard's book, Your Money Map, and you're ready to start. Take the next step towards true financial freedom by going online to crown.org or calling 1-800-722-1976 for the Your Money Map video guide. Again, that's 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. In the studio with me is Sharon Epps, and I hope you're enjoying this beautiful spring day. We're so glad to have you on the journey, and today we're taking your questions. On the phone with us is Patrick from Auburn, Washington. Patrick, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, glad to have you. How can we help you?
Well, we're in a situation where we're going to move in with my wife's parents. They're up there in years, and the situation is such that the economy and the houses have lost value, and so it looks like we may end up doing a short sale. And I guess I was just concerned if that's biblical.
Well, I think it's biblical to take care of your elderly parents. Is there a financial benefit to you when you move into their house, Patrick?
Well, the one thing that we'll have is, of course, we're going to move in with them, and we won't pay any rent. So we will not have a mortgage.
Okay.
You know, so I guess that's a positive. But what I look at is if we do a short sale, then it's kind of like leaving the bank with what's left over.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a concern.
Yeah, the first decision is a biblical one, to take care of your elderly parents. The second one, to walk away from your financial obligation, is not a biblical one. So I would say the best decision would be to take advantage of the opportunity that you're going to be able to live without a mortgage when you share a home with her parents, and then work out a financial arrangement with the bank to pay back what you owe. If you sell it on a short sale, you should still make every effort to pay them back or to rent your former property so that you're not having to short sell it, and then to honor the obligations that you've made. The scripture says the wicked borrow and don't repay. So, Patrick, I'd love to see you make two good, wise, biblical decisions instead of just one.
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay, Patrick, let us know how it's going.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for calling Money Life.
You know, I'm so thankful that Patrick wants to honor his elderly parents. There are so many today that look at just their immediate family and not their extended family, and that's hugely critical. But I've found that when that happens, God makes a way if they'll step out in obedience.
Well, we're going to see more and more of that, Sharon, with the Great Recession. I think we're going to see families returning to sort of co-op and live together longer, and especially in situations where retirement income has been hurt so badly. And if you can do that, it's a beautiful picture of the family working together. But don't make that great biblical decision and then a bad biblical decision to walk away from your debt.
Well, it's been a wonderful day listening to questions and hopefully giving some insight. And we want to remind you that if you have a question you'd like to ask us, you can always submit it online. Look at the Ask Chuck button on crown.org. We also want to make sure that you know we're on Facebook. Become our fan on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you and engage in conversation that way as well.
Well, Sharon, thanks for joining me today. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back again next time.